You know what's absolutely hilarious? Republicans spend all day complaining about woke cancel culture and then turn around and cancel everything faster than a Netflix subscription after the free trial ends. Republicans are out here like, cancel culture is destroying America. Also, let's boycott Nike, Budweiser, Disney, Target, the NFL, NASCAR, and any company that acknowledges gay people exist. That's not being anti-cancel culture. That's being really bad at meth. They'll scream about free speech while simultaneously trying to ban more books than a librarian having a nervous breakdown. We believe in the First Amendment, except for these books, these movies, these songs, and anything that makes us feel icky inside. Republicans discovered cancel culture and said, "Hold my beer and watch this." They're like that friend who complains about drama while being the main character in every single drama. The beautiful irony is watching Republicans cancel things they've never even experienced. We're boycotting this coffee company. Have you ever been there? No, but I heard they said Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas in 2019. That's not principled, that's just recreational outrage. Republicans will complain about woke corporations and then demand those same corporations fire anyone who disagrees with them. Businesses should stay out of politics. Also, fire that CEO immediately for having the wrong opinion about pronouns. You've got Republicans canceling entire sports leagues because some players knelt during the anthem, while simultaneously claiming they're the party of free expression. We support your right to free speech as long as you use it to say exactly what we want to hear. The funniest part is when Republicans boycott something and then forget what they're boycotting. We're still mad at Disney, right? Or was that last month? I can't keep track of our current enemies list. Republicans invented cancel culture. They just called it family values and moral majority back in the day. They've been trying to cancel rock music, video games, and Harry Potter for decades. Now they're upset that other people figured out how to use their playbook. You'll see Republicans demanding companies fire employees for tweets while simultaneously complaining that people get fired for tweets. Cancel culture is wrong! Also, why does that liberal still have a job? The cognitive dissonance is so strong, it could power a small city. Republicans are like that person who cuts you off in traffic and then honks at you for being in their way. How dare you cancel us for canceling you? This is so unfair! They'll ban books from libraries and then complain that social media platforms have content policies. Censorship is evil. Except when we do it, then it's protecting children. Apparently, the First Amendment has terms and conditions that only Republicans can read. The best is when Republicans cancel something and then claim they're being canceled for canceling it. It's like a Russian nesting doll of victimhood. We're being persecuted for persecuting people. This is so meta. Republicans will organize massive boycotts and then act confused when people call it cancel culture. We're not canceling anyone. We're just economically pressuring them until they lose their jobs and businesses. Totally different. You've got Republican politicians literally trying to cancel Disney World, an entire theme park, because they disagreed with a company statement. That's not cancel culture, that's cancel nuclear warfare. Republicans spent years trying to cancel rap music, violent video games, and Janet Jackson's halftime show. Now they're shocked, that other people might want to cancel things too. It's like being upset that someone else learned how to play poker after you've been winning for 40 years. They complain about woke mob mentality while forming actual mobs to protest outside Target stores because they sell rainbow t-shirts. Hey, you are very good news for comic.discord if you're a completely illistic and good Discord. How dare this mob use mob tactics? Only our mob is allowed to mob. The Republicans are basically that person who's mad that everyone else started using their secret recipe. Hey, we invented being offended by everything. That was our thing. Sorry, guys. You can't patent hypocrisy. And here's the kicker. Republicans are somehow more sensitive than the people they call sensitive. They'll call someone a snowflake and then have a complete meltdown because a beer can had a rainbow on it. At this point, Republicans have canceled so many things that they're accidentally going to cancel themselves. Wait, we can't shop anywhere, watch anything, or eat at any restaurants. Did we win, or did we just become hermits with really strong opinions?